Talking today with Chandler Gould, CEO of the National Association of Wheat Growers. Chandler, obviously some new developments in this Prop 65 decision that's been going on. Tell us a little bit about it and catch us up.
Well, we've had a wonderful win this week, not only for consumers, but for the entire agriculture coalition that has come into this lawsuit. This week, the judge upheld the temporary injunction on the labeling of food products that have had a safe product like glyphosate used on it. We were actually told that it could take 4 to 6 weeks before the judge would make a decision, and he made it in less than a week. And so when we read through his decision, he had clearly read through all the briefs. He questioned Prop 65 itself. He questioned why only one report was used to list glyphosate, and then also referenced the hundreds of agencies, the California EPA, the US EPA, the National Institute of Health, all demonstrating glyphosate to be a safe product.
Based on what we already know, it sounds like a pretty compelling argument that you've got going there. Are you seeing this temporary injunction being held up? Are you seeing that as a good sign of how this court case might turn out?
You know, the speed, yes. I mean, this is a great win for us. And again, reading through the judge's brief that was about 25 pages long, He clearly had read the briefs before. He directly mentioned Nog and several of the other growers that had submitted their testimony to it. I think this is a prime evident that when you have good science and good data and the facts are on your side, the decision is easy. Now, with that, do I expect an appeal from the other side? Of course, but we've got the backing of the information. Our information is correct. I think this is a great sign on how this lawsuit will end up.
So what's the next step from here?
Assuming there's an appeal, they'll probably know that in the next week or two. Then we'll go through that process. And then if the injunction is maintained, then we'll continue to move on into a regular lawsuit litigation format. We could easily be looking at a year to 2 years, depending on how fast we can get this through the court systems here. But the next step most likely is going to be an appeal of that injunction. But again, the speed at which this one came was a win for consumers and a win for agriculture.